chair has to call it to order.
Yep.
Adopt or amend the agenda.
I make a motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, Bobby can't make a motion.
No, you're not on the personnel committee.
Oh, well, I'm going to step out. I was, but I'm no longer, huh? Okay, well, I'm elated, okay?
So we only got...
I make a motion. Do we have...
There are only four.
There are only four.
Yep.
Okay. Teresa makes a motion. Looking for a second?
I'll second.
Got a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Next is a look to elect a personnel chairperson. This is verbal. Lynn has agreed to do it, correct? Mm-hmm. To be nominated, I guess. So we're looking for a nomination for Lynn.
I'll nominate Lynn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Lynn's been nominated and second. Is there any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Close the nominations. And so I want to make a motion. Close the nomination.
I'll make
cast
a motion.
The ballot
close
for
nomination.
Lynn. And cast unanimous for Lynn. Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Then, so Lynn, you'll contact Lynn, okay?
Did you need to vote, or?
Oh, yeah, all in favor.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Then we're going to move to Nicole for Great River Regional Library policy updates and new policies on page 3.
So we have updates to two policies, one of staff development and professional meetings, and then we would like to add a personnel policy about conference attendance, registration, and external funding, just to make it very clear that staff are not allowed to register for training without the express permission of human resources, since it is my budget that pays for training. Okay. And that staff cannot apply for funding to go to training, again, without the express written permission of human resources, again, because it's my budget that is then going to pay for all of that extra. Other questions?
I have one.
Go ahead.
Do you have a process, like people go through, like is there a portal they go in and apply for it, and then it gets sent to you, or how do they notify you?
They would just either call me, email me, and say, you know, I'm interested in going to X training. Mm-hmm. Can I register for that? And then we can look at the budget, see what we have budgeted for, if it's possible to pay for it, if that training is in line with their job duties and their, you know, what they're doing, where they may want to go with their career, talk to the PSS or the other associate director of the department. Just so, again, people aren't just on their own registering for things that we don't know about, and the library can't pay for because it's not in our budget.
But you put it in writing back and forth.
Yeah. Yes.
My question.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a lot of requests for this?
It happened this year, and it took us by surprise. And we were advised by Susan that we needed to have a policy that expressly says that they can't do this.
Mm-hmm. We had staff essentially encumber training hours without having gotten permission.
Oh, I see.
Got
and,
you.
And so okay. That's why Susan recommended that we have this policy.
And that is something that requires a requested action or approval. So I'm looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay.
Thank you.
4-2.
The next thing is Jamie and I worked on, and Jamie may be able to speak to it a little bit better than I can, but we would like to combine the technical service clerk job description with the collection development clerk job description.
Did I do too many? Am I on the wrong thing? Yeah, the credit for applicable experience within field.
Yeah.
That policy.
Oh. Sorry. we just want, we, Brandy and I talked, and we would like to just make it a little more clear who can get credit, PTO credit, if they apply and ask for it. Again, it really doesn't change the policy. It is just making things a little more clear and easy to understand.
Not changing, just making it clearer?
Mm-hmm. It essentially says the same thing, but it makes it more clear and easy to understand.
Okay, I think that's fair.
We need a motion.
Yeah, so we do need a motion and a second on this.
I'll make the motion.
There, a second?
No, second.
Okay, I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now you can go to...
Okay. So now back to where I was. We wanted to combine the two, or the collection development clerk and the technical services clerk, into one job description to make it easier for cross-training within the departments.
That's pretty much it. Collection development and technical services are both departments that are under my purview. And we do, there's a little bit of need in collection development and a little bit of need in technical services. And rather than have two very, very part-time positions, making a combined job description will allow us to have meet both of those needs with the amount of hours that would be attractive to a candidate. So we're still looking at a part-time position. But instead of like two 10-hour positions, we can look at having a 20-plus hour position, which would be more attractive to retaining a candidate. Moving forward down the road, it does allow for us to move staff around where the demand is. So just being a little more flexible, and it's not intended to change anyone's primary duties at this time, but it does give them greater flexibility to work across the line, so to speak, within two departments that are basically adjacent to one another.
For the people in those positions right now that have, one has this one, the one has the other one, will they just, you'll just merge their job title then together, and then they'll be working?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, correct. It's not intended to change anyone's primary job duty at this time, so they'll keep their same positions, they just have a new title.
Okay.
Would there be any training involved in this or not?
Not right out of the gate. We would start building in cross-training as reviews come up and as needs arise within the department.
Okay, because we, you know, we tried to do that a little bit in the counties, is cross-train so you can.
Yeah, you have to, if you're going to have effective cross-training, we've had some shadowing before, okay. And that's one thing. It gives you an understanding, but unless you are doing a duty on a fairly regular basis, you're not going to retain it. So this would allow us that greater flexibility to go beyond just the shadowing.
This is very similar to what we did last year when we took the circulation aides and the distribution aides here in St. Cloud and combined those two job descriptions into a St. Cloud library aide.
Okay.
Which has been very successful.
And I'll just also clarify, these positions are in the same pay band. It doesn't change anybody's pay.
No, pay grade just changed.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just flat.
Yeah, and the same with the allocated hours. It doesn't add hours.
Okay.
Okay.
I think...
Makes sense.
Yeah, to me that makes sense that we could do that then. This is an action item, so it does need a motion and a approval.
I'll make a motion to accept it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ellen, Teresa. Okay. Position... All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Number six.
The last thing is all of the position descriptions will need to be updated because the position descriptions do have pay grade on them. And so what I would like to do with your permission and approval is to be able to make
just that change on all of the job descriptions without needing to bring them all to you for review and approval. That is the only thing that I would change. If when we were going through and we happened to notice something else, we would bring that to you to review. But again, to save you time, just make that change because those pay grades have already been approved.
They've been approved because of the DDA study.
Correct.
Okay. And the union accepted them, I believe, too, yep. Right? Correct. So we're kind of done. You know, it's just a technicality here.
Mm-hmm. Correct. They need to be updated. And it says any changes need to come to the board, but again, to save your time, just to make that single change.
Right. We can't go back on them now because that would not work. Okay. This is also an action item?
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a motion and approval.
I'll make a motion.
Motion has been made. Is there a second?
No, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approved. Next meeting is to be determined. Mm-hmm. So as is, so thanks to the Personnel Committee and your regular chair, your new chair will be on board next time.
Wonderful.
What?
And I said wonderful.
Yep, and we're adjourned.